Welcome to installment 277 of Sefer HaMitzvos from the Rambam. Today we will discuss positive commandment number 236, the commandment of Chevel, which includes all of the laws governing personal damages and the award of financial retribution as a result of damage one person has done to another. This law is known as the law of Chevel. When one person causes damages to another, the Torah describes what sort of payment and what sort of compensation must be made. The Rambam brings two verses which discuss this idea. In the book of Exodus, chapter 21, verse 18, the section begins, "V'chi yirivun anashim," when people are arguing, "V'hika ish esreihu," one person hits another. And the Torah continues there to describe the law governing the compensation. Specifically, in the book of Leviticus, chapter 24, verse 19, it is stated, "Kasher osa kein yeyosa lei," just like the person has done, so too it should be done to him. This, of course, does not mean that whatever damage he has inflicted should be inflicted upon him in return, but rather, just as he has caused damage, so too he is forced to pay damages. He is required to fulfill this which he has taken away from the other person, meaning monetary value. And these are known as dinei knosos, the laws regarding fines. That this is a fine that the Torah inflicts upon a person who has done damage to another. And there are many different categories, five categories to be specific, of financial damage which must be paid. But even if one person has done no more than shame the other person and cause him embarrassment, even so, the Torah tells us that he must pay to compensate the person that was forced to suffer this embarrassment. What are the five categories? In his legal code, the Rambam describes them. There is nezek, literally damage. This means whatever the value of the person has been decreased as a result of the injury. If he was sold as a slave, for example, and previously he could have been sold for $100, and now would be sold for $90 as a result of this injury, the one that's caused the injury would have to pay $10, and so on and so forth. The second category is tsar, to compensate the person for the pain which has been caused as a result of the injury. This is estimated by figuring out how much a person would pay in order to avoid such pain. A third category is ripui, in order to heal the person, medical costs, in order to bring him back to his previous health and strength. A fourth category is sheves, or workman's compensation, to pay back the person for the work he has missed as a result of the injury. And the last category is bashis, to compensate the person for the shame and embarrassment he has to endure as a result of the injury. And even if there should be no permanent damage, for example, one shaved another person's head bald, in which case there is no permanent injury, the hair will grow back. But nevertheless, this causes extreme embarrassment to the person that he has no more hair, and therefore he must be compensated for the embarrassment he has felt. This law regarding damage is distinguished from other laws of damages of animals. This is strictly between one person and another. When an animal does damage, we described previously the different types of damages that an ox can do, for example, and these are governed by different laws. And whether the animal gores another animal or the animal gores a person, that is a different set of laws. However, it does have something common with today's commandment of Chevel when one person harms another. The common factor between them is that only a very special type of Jewish court is allowed to inflict these punishments. Specifically, a Bezdin, which has smicha, which has had ordination passed down from the times of Moshe Rabbeinu in an uninterrupted chain. Only such a Jewish court, with this uninterrupted line of ordination, is allowed to inflict and assign such knosses, such fines, as the Torah indicates. Should they not be ordained in such a fashion, as is the case with all Jewish courts today, since for many, many years we have not had this type of ordination passed down from Moshe Rabbeinu? The only type of financial compensation available in such a case is not a knas, not a strict fine. Rather, the Beis Din can force the person to be mafayes es chaveirei, to satisfy the desires or make up to the person who was damaged by paying back money until he no longer has a claim of irreparable pain or damage to the one that caused him this harm. Of course, the Beis Din has, within their ability, to estimate if the person is going too far and refuses to be soothed by the money which is offered him, in which case the Beis Din could say that this is enough. In addition, as a temporary measure, the Alter Rebbe states in Shulchan Aruch that Zayin Tuva Ha'ir, seven prominent people from the community, do have the power to inflict these fines as a temporary measure in order to prevent certain uncontrolled problems from spreading even further. Ligdar Pirtzis Hader, when people are misbehaving in a certain fashion, then even a Jewish court with no smicha, with no proper ordination tracing back to Moshe Rabbeinu, is allowed to assign these different sorts of fines and to ensure their collection. Although we learned about this commandment of Chevel several weeks ago, it is being repeated over here again in order to correspond to the daily portion in Mishneh Torah from the Rambam, where in the next few days, today and the next few days, we will be learning Hilchos Shechinim in Mishneh Torah, which are the laws governing relations between neighbors. Since there is no specific biblical commandment to correspond to this law, we have been learning the laws of damages, that when one person damages another. As we have in Hilchos Shechinim, many laws governing when and under what conditions a neighbor can open up a certain type of business, for example, or what actions he may do which could affect his neighbor's property or could affect his neighbor personally. For example, is one allowed to plant a tree near the border of one's property, knowing that eventually the roots will spread out and enter your underground into your neighbor's property? Perhaps he has a swimming pool, and the roots of your tree will break through the ground and smash his swimming pool. Is one responsible for the damage caused in such a way? These are some of the laws mentioned in Hilchos Shechinim, governing the relationship between neighbors. More relevant to this positive commandment, however, are the laws where one would cause personal damage to the individual, where his neighbor will have damage, either in question of physical damage or a question of comfort or emotional distress. Some of these details we will be discussing over the next few days, God willing, as we continue with this law of Chevel. The details of this law that Rambam tells us are discussed in the 8th chapter of Baba Kama. Thank you for tuning in to the daily portion of Sefer HaMitzvahs. For more information or to sponsor one of the installments, contact Sichas in English at area code 718-778-5436. That's 718-778-5436. And please join us again tomorrow.